Making it through high school is hard enough for many teenagers. For those who become pregnant, the challenge can be almost insurmountable. Many school districts have special programs to help young mothers earn their diplomas. In New York City, many high schools offer daycare. And there are four separate schools just for pregnant and parenting students. But these programs haven't lived up to their promise, and the city is now trying to turn them around. From member station WNYC, Beth Fertig reports.
The Martha Nielsen School in the Bronx opened almost 30 years ago for pregnant teens and young mothers. The school was named after a city educator and has about 150 students. Its goal is to provide childcare, parenting courses, and a regular high school curriculum all in one place to make it easier for the students to go to school.
That will give you some of that information.
But on a recent visit to a global studies class, just 9 out of 15 students were present.
We usually have about 12, between 10 and 12.
James Trudgeon has been teaching this course for the past 2 years.
I think a lot of stuff happens. They don't have a history of good attendance. And then I think what happens is there's a lot of doctor's appointments. I mean, for many of these students, this is not an excuse, but it's a real burden to have attendance.
16-year-old Karina Diaz is pretty typical. She had already repeated the 9th grade when she transferred here this fall after getting pregnant. Her attendance is good, but she says it's difficult leaving the house with morning sickness and a growing belly.
Like, right now it's cold, so you feel like you don't want to get up. But, like, if you think about it, it's better for you to come over here than staying in your house and doing nothing.
Average daily attendance last year at Martha Nielsen was just about 40%, and test scores reflected that poor turnout. About 40 to 50 students were eligible to take the statewide Regents exams, which are required for graduation, but only one student passed her global studies test, and just 2 passed the English exam. Nadine Santana was enrolled last year and says it wasn't just the kids who didn't come to class.
Well, we didn't have math all the time because we didn't have a math teacher. It wasn't even fair because we had to take our math regents and we weren't prepared. So all the girls at Martha Nielsen failed their math regents.
The school went several months without a math teacher. It also went a month without an English teacher. That's because 2 teachers left mid-year and weren't replaced. Nor was any effort made to send the students to another school, even though Martha Nielsen is housed in the same building as a regular high school. The city's education department acknowledges these failures. It considered shutting down the 4 schools for pregnant and parenting teens, but officials have since decided to improve them. Bernard Gassaway is the new superintendent in charge of the programs.
One of the things we've done is increased the level of review in terms of what has been going on in the classrooms, because I'm sure there were classes that were not observed, frankly, last year. The other thing we're doing is professional development, and that's something that I'm not quite sure if that took place.
Gassaway says the so-called P schools for pregnant and parenting teens will be linked to comprehensive high schools, giving students a wider range of courses. The city's also planning for the first time to track the graduation rates of students who attend these transitional programs and then go back to their regular high schools. But it's not just the P schools that have been failing pregnant students. The New York Civil Liberties Union claims many regular high schools encourage pregnant students to leave because they're afraid they'll drag down test scores. Patricia Martin, who's an assistant principal for the P schools, says she's aware of this problem.
I get 10, 20 calls a day saying from a guidance counselor, I really think this girl belongs with you. And I'll say, what was her attendance like? Well, she really hasn't been to school in 3 months. So she ends up being my student because as long as she's pregnant, she's mine.
Title IX of the Federal Education Act prohibits schools from steering pregnant students into separate programs. If a girl wants to stay, she must be given her choice. But many girls just leave school after getting pregnant. Sabrina Fontanes is one of many young mothers who didn't want to go to a P school. She says she applied to a high school that specializes in helping students like herself with learning disabilities. But when the transfer didn't go through, she dropped out in September. The 17-year-old now hangs around her South Bronx neighborhood, caring for her 2 young children. It's a twist of fate that makes her cry.
Life gets messed up, right? After a while, you have so many kids. That wasn't my dream, you get it, to have another kid. My dream was to go to school and to get a job and to do for my son, but I ended up messing up and making another different choice. And now I have to put my life on hold.
3 years ago, a report by the New York City Comptroller found there could be more than 20,000 mothers under the age of 21 who have yet to finish high school. But there are just 500 spaces in the four schools for pregnant and parenting teens. Education groups say that's why the regular high schools also need to provide more services. Many of them already offer parenting classes, child care, and health care, but they can only serve about 1,000 students combined. Yomara Velez runs a leadership program in the Bronx for young women called Sisters on the Rise. She's been organizing meetings between school officials and young mothers.
As we increase our academic requirements for students, on one hand, it's really great. On the other, there's been little funding allocated to really ensure that the young women have the support necessary to reach those goals. And then the other part of it is also that, you know, you're working with young women who are at all types of different levels.
There are young mothers who thrive with extra support services in school, but experts say those tend to be students who were doing well to begin with. As a result, many programs for young mothers are better at offering health care or child care than at boosting academic achievement, says Wendy Wolf, chair of the National Organization on Adolescent Pregnancy, Parenting, and Prevention.
There is a well-known relationship between doing poorly in school and an increased likelihood of getting pregnant. And so for that reason, it's important to do something about the schooling component. Make it more interesting. Use alternative instruction methodologies. Make it different from the regular school, which has somehow failed them in the first place.
In New York City, counselors are doing more outreach to improve attendance, and there are new after-school programs, like a cooking class. Attendance at the Martha Nielsen School has already gone up slightly. 16-year-old Karina Diaz says she doesn't want to miss a single day. She believes this program will help her graduate and eventually go to college.
It's better because the teachers pay more attention to you, like the staff, like the principal. Like, they know you're pregnant. They take, like, more care of you.
But that's just the beginning. School officials know the stakes are high. If these young mothers don't succeed, they'll risk failing yet another generation of children. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.